In Northwest News on KPLU, SeaTac International is the fastest-growing airport in North America and the first to receive certification as Salmon Safe. The designation recognizes work to improve water quality that goes above and beyond federal requirements. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
Near SeaTac's third runway, down the hill from a steep retaining wall, environmental specialist Josh Fagan stands in the underbrush at the edge of Miller Creek. In 2012, he says the port replaced a cement box culvert here with woody debris, boulders, and gravel to restore more than a mile of shady habitat for salmon.
And I have seen just right down in here in a couple spots adult coho paired up coming through the creek, and it is nice to see that successful, the fish coming back into the projects that you worked on and actually using it. Really fun to see.
It's just one of many actions the port has taken. It also captures all of the runoff from its runways and other surfaces and filters it through retention ponds or its treatment plant before releasing it into local waterways. The Salmon Safe label comes from a group called Stewardship Partners, which started the program about 15 years ago with wineries and farms. It's now expanded to include everything from golf courses to corporate headquarters, such as Nike and Vulcan. Salmon Safe certification manager Anna Huddle says airports are the next frontier for her organization.
Airports are huge, I think, just with the de-icing chemicals, the massive amount of hardscaping that just is inherent in an airport campus. There's huge potential for runoff, and so I think they're really high priority for us.
Port Commissioner Courtney Gregoire says getting this certification from a third party is a huge point of pride.
I think it shows that you can grow, you can meet our economic needs, and you can do it, mindful of how we're going to protect our environment for future generations.
SeaTac has committed to continuing the protections in its Sustainable Airport Master Plan. It joins Vancouver, BC, which qualified earlier this year. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.